Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, it's 9 a.m., and the pet experts are in the building. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Now, here are your hosts, Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, Lee. You sound a little bit distant today. What's going on?
Hey, well, I'm outside the studio, as you well know. I got laid up with, unfortunately, a fracture in my lower leg. So I'm just not going to be that speedy athlete that I was just a few days earlier. But hopefully my mind and my mouth can continue to function, even if my legs can't.
Well, you're going to have to stop chasing those squirrels, okay?
Actually, more like chasing the dog that chases the squirrels is more the appropriate part of the conversation. But no, it's not that. But in the meantime, I'm getting better, and hopefully next week you'll see my smiling face back in the studio.
Well, hey, Lee, this is going to be an exciting day because we're going to talk about something that, I know real well because I've been on the journey. Kind of were on the journey years ago and kind of jumped off the horse until you met me again. But the reality is that the marine hobby has really blossomed and become something that is beyond our wildest imagination. The things that we can do in a home aquarium, including growing corals and such, are out of this world, you know. Go ahead.
Well, that's the reason why, Rick, when we were talking about a show for this week, I said to you, you know, we talk about coral all the time. We've talked about so many really beautiful, unique species that are out there, whether it's starfish or whether we're talking about lionfish. But you know what? We so rarely talk about all of the other incredible breeds of fish that you have in your store. It's like a rainbow of colors and shapes and sizes. And darn it, Rick, we need to talk about it.
Well, I'm always happy to talk about that. What I kind of find fascinating today, and it's going to be our first guest, his name is Jake Phillips, and he represents Biota, and it's a company that is based out of Palau. And Palau is over there, you know, in our far other side of the planet, in an island that many, many people like to go and visit because of the pristine reef environments. And a company set up shop there to offer to the trade captive reared marine fish life. And the idea is that, we can collect them from the ocean, we can bring them inshore, and we can move them. But for some species of fish, it might make a better choice to rear these guys up. So it's going to be some fun conversation associated with that new emerging approach of how we bring marine fish to the marketplace and where they come from. Maybe you'll find this to be a rather fascinating conversation for which I've been able to follow over the many years, but maybe not brought everybody along with it. So
Right. You
remember the conversation we had on yellow tangs, right?
Oh, I do. It went back into the 80s, and you're back when I could buy a yellow tang for $40. Mm-hmm. And I remember you teaching me everything I ever needed to know how to raise them. And now, after we did the story about a month ago about what's going on in the Hawaiian waters, I was doing some research, Rick, and I saw where now there are people who are paying more than $500 for a yellow tang. That's incredible, Rick.
Yeah, so now that yellow tangs aren't available for the trade, collected from the wild currently, we're going to quickly get on the phone with the gentleman that represents a company that offer the only captive-raised yellow tangs, which lends itself to why we have an issue. So why we have a price that's that exorbitant. So sure enough, let's move onward, Lee.
Right. Well, we'll do that. We'll talk with Jake Phillips from Biota. And at the end of the show, I'm sure you and I will have a chance to talk a little bit more, because it really is a fascinating subject. And if people are really smart and the way they gather certain fish for their fish day, they can last for a very long time and really succeed very well, unlike me in the 80s. And that's the conversation that we'll have today on 1320 WILS.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link.